Christian.
Welcome, friends, to the Christian O'Connell Show podcast.
Christian O'Connell Show. Batsy, how was your day yesterday?
An interesting day. Daughter's getting older, reaching teenage years, pre-teenage years. Anyway, they had house.
You make her sound she's getting on to be like 30 or something.
Feels know? Like
she's
she
not
is.
Even a teenager.
The attitude's like a 30-year-old. Can I say?
Is she, how are you finding this?
I'm finding it very transition. It's very difficult. The whole house has to. It's evolving, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we have to move with it. Mm-hmm. And
it's hard though, Pats.
It is. It's very hard, and it's like it's
because that kid that you've known for years, yeah. right? Mm. They're not. One day, they're just not there anymore.
That's exactly it. Jack,
right.
You wait.
Who are you?
It's like someone's walked out of the door and Yes,
I just popped up with some washing that I'd folded and I knocked on the door and she was like, come in.
Yeah.
And I went in there and she went, not today.
You feel like staff.
You delivering clean washing.
Clean washing folded that I've washed, dried and folded and apparently not today.
Yes.
Like some sort of Elton John diva operating here.
Don't
like,
tell me about it.
And then I went like this. Okay. Took it back downstairs. My wife then goes to me, get back up then. I'm like, caught between two very strong women and I'm just a weak ass man. I was like, actually hovering in a center point on the stairs. I don't know where I am on this sliding scale of.
You were still there at 8:30 at night when your wife came to bed. Camped on the stairs.
Jack, it's terrifying. Teens are terrifying.
You don't know what it's like, man.
She scares me.
Yes.
Like, Gordy's never going to be like that. He's too sweet.
You're
such
right.
a sweet
Trust
boy.
Me. Yeah, this Gordy. You wait till you get Gordy 3.0 or
That's
something.
It.
Oh, my word.
And
they have upgrades and downgrades and emo grades.
They're like a fluffy little kitten.
Not
and then
today.
All of a sudden they're like Medusa. But they had house carnivals, athletics carnival at school yesterday for the middle school. So she went to that. And
great time of year to do it as well. Once it gets a bit colder and that, get those kids out there. The teachers know what they're doing. They're little crap. This will get the energy out of them.
Anyway, so her house colour is burgundy. And as the parents could go and watch them. And I thought that's fun because it's not often you can actually go to school and watch them these days.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, Pat, are you filming it all?
Of course.
Yeah.
What's she competing in?
Nothing.
So what are you filming?
What to say?
Wait, what are you filming?
Her house. The kids.
Her mates. No.
Well, that's a bit creepy, isn't it? What is that your mum doing a close-up on me?
It's way. Look, she didn't want to compete, but she was like head of the cheer squad. And we said, you know what? That's fine. You're having a go. She's not fond of, you know.
I get it, Patch.
No,
hey,
no,
I get it. I'm the guy yesterday back to where we'd not today. Yeah. So, okay, you don't want to, yep. All right. You don't want to.
Whatever you say.
Lace up some trainers and. No. Cheers, squad. Okay, so that was the thing now.
Anyway, that's not the point, Jack. So the house colour's burgundy. And as I'm approaching, I notice there's something on her face. Anyway, I get there and I notice she's wearing makeup.
Well, she's probably going out in the afternoon. She's not.
She doesn't have anything to do.
There's other suckers are doing the actual competing. Get a Kmart.
And I said to her, are you wearing eyeliner? And she's like, Mum, shut up. We're all wearing it. So apparently they had like burgundy eyeliner and then they had like the house name up their arms.
Well,
with
I don't
eyeliner.
Mind that. That's part like the spirit of the day.
In Patsy Fisher, this is wokeness.
Yeah.
They're wearing eyeliner now, Chris. This is the beginning of the end.
Well, Audie, I'll just have to crop you out of all the photos
of all your friends competing.
The Christian O'Connell Show podcast.
Christian O'Connell Show, be honest. If we'd have all known back in the day that you could opt out of doing house sports,
there was
so much misery.
There was no opt out in
our school. So much misery.
No.
I'm not even sure if I'm on the radio 25 years later looking for some peace from those days. Some scars never heal.
No, that high jump terrified me.
Just most of it, Pat.
What sport did you pick? We had to do. You had to do at least one sport on AFS day. So I did like triple jump or something that just hardly anyone competed in.
Triple jump is also really hard, and it makes no sense. It doesn't replicate like running 100 meters, 1500 meters, right? Even shot put javelin, I could understand that. You're like, what? What is that? A hop. A skip and then a jump? Not that this is natural. It's like they mushed together a couple of rando events all to create that. The one that I used to dread because in the UK when I grew up in the 80s, there's sort of UK sort of Olympic strategy was like, let's not worry about the swimming events, right? We haven't got outdoor pools. We're going to smash athletics because here, rain, slight summer, but mainly rain and mud, we can get make the kids go out running. So all it was like endless outdoor athletics of like 100 metres, 200 metres, 400 metres, and then the dreaded sort of, we used to have to do a 5K cross-country run, where I remember on the day I accidentally forgot my trainers. So he went, okay, go to Lost Property. And all I could find was football boots with studs. Actual, and not like those plastic moulded ones out, metallic studs, and run 5K. The first K was going through these housing estates, so it's concrete. So we have this clack, 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 as my shins were being broken. Well, you got some psycho actual PE teacher who was occasionally kicking me physically in the ass.
Yeah, our PE teacher was
actually
ex-army.
Had PTSD. Yeah. I actually think he was actually in the war. Plus, he had a pipe. Right?
Consider yourself lucky, though, that you didn't have the swimming carnival. That was Apps Day was one thing, but that swimming carnival once a year. And again, they said you have to do at least one event. So every year I chose backstroke because it's the least likely to drown.
They made you do backstroke.
You had to pick at least one swim.
You can't backstroke so hard.
Well, better than butterfly or that breaststroke or something that you've literally never done before.
And the boys that were very good at that were monsters, weren't they?
Oh my God.
Just like physical freaks. Just like there's like enormous like Adam's apples and everything. They were like they were like 5 years older than you. Like, that's a man.
That's why.
Is that a man?
That's why I was so unfair. I couldn't swim and I didn't want to be in my board shorts in front of the girls in year seven.
No, it's so shaming, isn't it? Rio, you're actually quite a talented sports person, but was it also a hell for you? Schools,
yes. Like house sports? Even just saying like school swimming carnival is so triggering because I remember like we didn't get to wear board shorts. We had to wear like. Speedos.
Yeah,
like,
we had to do Speedos.
Oh, I would have died.
And let's just say, right, boys develop at different stages.
Yes.
And being, trying to get change in that room, and all the comments, because that's what boys are like. Wow.
Yes.
I understand why some men break later on in life. It's because of what happened in there.
Yes.
And the things that you said and you were part of, you feel so much shame. It's shocking.
I didn't hit puberty until like an ungodly 17. Very late.
Really?
Very late. Like, seriously.
Oh,
late. No. Seriously late. Seriously late.
What about your voice? When did your voice break?
Don't mention that. Don't even mention the voice. Still waiting. Hopefully today or tomorrow.
Oh.
17, bloody hell.
So if I had to wear Speedos, it would have been over for me.
17.
And you know what? In the sex ed classes, which they had when we were growing up, they did a lot of like... If you're growing hair under your arms, that's okay. Like they prepared you for if you're going through puberty early.
Changes
like,
are coming. That's what
changes are coming. It's okay. They didn't do anything for the boys who are very late bloomers. It might take a few more years. When everybody else has got hair under their arms, you might not.
So do you go to an all-boys school?
I went to an all-boys school, and I remember as well having handed
down... Do you think that was easier or harder?
It was harder, definitely for me. I was a late bloomer like Jack, and I remember just like standing up on the blocks, this scrawny little kid that clearly hadn't developed
makes
yet.
Makes you anxious now, like you've got to go and do it in a
the
minute,
The words
right?
swimming carnival just still make me shiver.
Yeah, I remember when the girls, my daughters are very, very good swimmers, so they used to compete and win. And going there, we're like PTSD for me. I'd be like thinking that I'm going to have to go and get changed in a minute, stand on those blocks.
Yeah. Now it's the daddy-daughter race.
Yes. No. I've got Anthony's foot!
The Christian O'Connell Show Podcast. Oh.